Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I just leave it. I wanted to go see you because I have a lot of shit to tell you.
Right.
But I mean, like, you're all the way far west. And it's like, I
Nice.
don't know what time I'm gonna get out. Or no, you're
Okay.
Pepper.
Every times, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's just that even though I'm like setting out, getting back, I might have to get the kids. Like, I don't know yet. Like, I could tell him, but he got home really late at night. Because it was so funny. Okay. At a quiz, remember I told you somebody passed away?
Yeah.
And apparently, obviously everybody knew this kid. And for some reason, this girl ended up with my friend's sister, which they don't know each other until they were at some bar. And then she calls. I forgot to tell you that she called me like 2 or 3 days ago, blowing
Right.
up my phone, like out of the blue, right? Like, I haven't spoken to her in a long time, but it's because I knew she did that because remember I had been in a confrontation in the bar, and supposedly that was her roommate.
Right.
So she's a little gossiper, so I guess she wanted to know the cheese because when I didn't talk to this guy for a long time, but then I spoke to my friend, and he's like, yeah, I spoke to her. She was blowing up my phone in the morning, so I was like, who the fuck is this? And then she's like, oh, how do you not know? Whatever. I don't. My phone changed. He doesn't save the number. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she's like, oh yeah, that was my ex-roommate, blah blah blah. And he, she's like, I. He told her, he's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I really don't care for this. Like, I don't care who she was, but she just needed to be out of the freaking bar. Like, she obviously like was gonna get her ass whooped already, you know?
Yeah.
So, but what a coinky-dinky, right? So I was like, put a couple scenarios together, and yo, this like I he got up so late because he's like, no, I don't want my sister sleeping. Oh, she her sister's older sister was like, oh, I'm gonna stay. I let her stay over the house. This other girl said like, I let her stay over my house. Like, you don't even fucking know if I'm a can of paint. So it was just weird. And then the conversation that they had, she's like, oh, I didn't do it. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean, didn't do it? My friend was like, I just want to see my the little girls, you know? Like, the way it's coming up, I don't know if, like, we're just being, like, cautious about everything. But I have to know the rest of the thing because they had gotten home really late. Like, I was knocked out and I was like going in and out of my sleep because I was getting nervous at the same time. He's like, oh, I'm gonna show up to this place, so and so. And he's like, I'm gonna go pick up my sister because I don't want my sister sleeping over whatever. Like, she fell asleep in my house. Like, when I woke up, like, she was downstairs on the couch.
All right.
So I'm gonna pick her up. But the thing is, he's making it play out and it seems like everybody's everybody's like off guard with him.
All of a sudden, yeah.
Everybody's fucking like scared.
That's pretty ironic.
You know, so it's like, and then the thing was, how come you're not picking up the phone now? Blowing up the phone, the nigga had the guts to go on her phone and make a call from her phone. Nobody picked up. And then I don't know. I don't know the rest of the story, whatever it is, or if my name is really on anything, or if they're even talking about me. But whatever it is, whatever games is going on, I'm gonna figure it out.
Pretty ironic.
And if obviously you hear anything, because now it's like, now remember I told you I was like, oh, apparently that the message, the voicemail now is in Spanish. So he responded back in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and I wasn't rude, rude, like you said, or whatever. And he's like, he said, like, some mission, like, oh, like, oh, like, whatever the fuck it is, whatever fucking playing fucking games, I'll fucking fuck you up in your motherfucking ass, I'll fucking mess with my fucking family. It's gonna be a big fucking problem.
The accent, being from where it came from, there's not a lot of that, I mean.
It's the same accent. He said, I said it, and I was, like, the same voice. So now, it's being detective. The thing is, like, I'm so cautious about everything else, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's one scenario. But, you know, you gotta figure out other things just in case.
It's one of two.
It can only be one of two, apparently. If somebody that's desperate, not from the inside, because there's too much from the inside that the other person knows from the outside, so they won't risk it. That's why I know for a fact it's not from the inside. It's somebody trying to be greedy, probably, you know, hey, everybody knew who I dated in the past and stuff. I've had a couple boyfriends. You know, but
some it's somebody not from the first layer, but probably the second layer.
Yeah, and they just made a big mistake. So don't fucking worry. Don't worry. Regardless, whatever bullshit is happening, it will be taken care of. For the mere fact that I don't like anybody disrespecting your family, scaring your family after everything you guys have been through, you know, you've told me stuff that's happened before, so it's not like I'm oblivious to it.
No, it's out there. It's out there everywhere anyway.
I know, but I'm saying, like, you've mentioned stuff to me, too, obviously. Like, I've never probed you on it because that's some personal shit. Like,
yeah,
that's, like, none of my business.
I just wanted to stop.
I'm hoping that I'm on the right lead. And either way, my friend said that either way, no matter what, if for some reason he is wrong or whatever, like, whatever way it is, it's going to go down, like, he takes full responsibility of whatever, just because for the mere fact of my name.
Yeah, but listen, there's not any, nothing of that sorts.
No, but I'm saying if somebody gets their ass whooped, somebody gets, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, someone has to get their ass whooped, they have to get their ass whooped.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you show face and everybody's a little stunned.
Yeah, I don't think.
I'm a good reader of people, but some people are just really, really good at it, and I guess that's one talent that they have. One of the many talents. Let me not be so mean.
Well, I can't wait to find out.
I know, me too. And I really feel bad if they're not even talking about me. Because this has become my issue now.
Yeah.
As a friend, I'm doing it because of the mere fact that I don't think any parent should be harassed.
Nope.
So, I completely, you know, understand where you're coming from, but sometimes you got to step back and listen to what I got to say, too.
Okay.
Because there's always different scenarios to everything.
Yeah, no, it's not just always as it seems.
Exactly. So, let me caution you, to fucking never know. There's fucking people that will try to fuck you over every fucking day. For all you know, we're so fucking patient. Maybe they've seen me in a dental office in the beach before where I used to, you know? Who knows?
No. It could be a lot of things.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you never know. That's why you gotta throw a couple of things out there. You can't just be fixated on one thing. But you know, people crack. So.
Yeah. Oh no, it's gonna come. Things always come out. I mean, somebody's gonna be fucking someone. They're gonna be running their mouth. That someone get mad at somebody, and then they'll start saying, "Hey, you know who this was?" And then.
No, whatever it is, that's what I'm telling you. Just, like, let me say things out of the blue. You know what I mean? Let me throw some stuff out there. Because you can't be fixated on just one thing. Because then it seems like you know too much, which we don't know shit.
I agree.
So if I say something, it doesn't mean necessarily, like, yeah, like, I'm not a psychic. If I was a psychic, I would have fucking known who's harassing you or me or whoever the fuck it is. Because
it's
if they have a problem, that's the first thing. Because the next call is going to be the fucking feds. It is. Because it's too much.
Yep. And that's, I mean that's like the next step.
So, but this is what I'm saying to you again. Just listen to what I say. Don't always go against it, don't take it to the heart, don't make it seem like that's really what I mean. Read between the lines and go with the flow.
I definitely will.
The sky is apparently blue, right? So some people might think it's a little green. Some people think it's white because of the clouds. Just let me say it. Got it?
Yep. I miss our old chats.
I know, me too.
I feel like we need a fireside chat. Just sit by the fireplace and like talk about politics. Eat bonbons all day.
One thing you never talk about to people is politics and religion.
Yeah.
You will never, ever, ever
win. Listen, you know the two things that I fucking can't stand? Religion and politics.
You'll always be my third favorite Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Should I have no motherfucking gas? How is that?
As long as T.I. doesn't convert.
Do you think he'll ever go for me?
I'm just saying, I don't want him to be Jewish. Then I got knocked down to number four.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be T.I., then Jesus, then Drake. Jesus is going to number two.
There's no way.
But okay, but if you had a choice.
I don't go to church every Sunday, but I do. I have my kids do pray. They have their little prayer at night, and I.
But mom, if you had your choice, T.I. or Jesus, right now, put it out there.
Hey, nobody.
You can spend the night with Jesus or a night with T.I. Who? Pick one now, quick.
That's a little scary to spend a night with Jesus. Like, what is he going to let me know? And what is he going to show me? Like, I don't want to know.
I'm just asking. You're trying to defend the fact that you'd rather spend the night with T.I.
I just don't want to go to hell for saying I want to go sleep with T.I. instead. Like, I wear a bracelet that has, like, all the freaking saints and something freaking. Yeah,
I gotta get you one of those little bracelets with T.I.'s picture on it.
You're such a dick, I swear to God.
You know I know you. Wouldn't it be awesome if they sold that? I swear to God I would buy that for you. People are like, oh, what saint is that?
No,
that's Saint T.I.
Like, store, and then like, you see a fucking bracelet that has T.I. all over it. Yo, I'll fucking jump, like, out of the I swear to God. If that shit, like, coincidence just happens too much, it's like, bro, I'll fucking jump off a cliff.
That's awesome. So I will leave that. Hey, is that number really tatted on your side?
Yes.
Do you know that's been the code to my garage for the last, like, 6 years?
Oh, my God. Why?
It was just, when I set it up, it just looked like an easy number, like the configuration. So that's where you got that number from?
Yep. I was like, I will never forget your code. I was like, I'm going to be able to go inside this house whatever I want.
That's like, you know, like,
come on, man.
When I was a kid, we used to write numbers down on our hands so we didn't forget.
Nope, now I get my tattooed.
Great. You don't have, like, any, no cell numbers, social security numbers, like, written anywhere on you?
Written, maybe some coordinates, which I really do want to get. I'm going to get the coordinates of where I was born.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool, right? Isn't it? Like, I think that's a really good idea. Because I don't, like, I got, like, a freaking B, which, like, you know, was a little stupid, but it's, like, a spur-of-the-moment thing, and I wanted it, and it was cute, and it was, like, you know, it looks good in my bag anyways. And
yeah, that's just one B.
No, but it meant something, too, like, you know.
Well, it's better than a mosquito.
But
you don't want to fuck with a bee. A mosquito, no one cares. A mosquito, everyone just walks over.
You know what?
Flaps.
A bee dies when they sting somebody. When a bee stings another bee, whatever, they die.
Right.
Really? I love to fucking sting people.
Did you know the human brain weighs 8 pounds?
What? Yeah.
Did you know that bees can smell fear?
That bees can smell fear.
You ever seen that scene in Jerry Maguire where the kid keeps going to Tom Cruise and he's like, did you know that bees can smell fear? Did you know that the human head weighs 8 pounds? Yeah, he starts doing all that shit to him, but that's one of the things he said.
Do you know that your hand is supposed to be the same length as, I mean, your reach is supposed to be the same length as your feet, right? Or your length? Of your legs?
Your head, yeah. That means your height.
It makes no sense. That makes no sense to me because my reach, like, I don't know.
Your wingspan, I think.
I mean, your wingspan, sorry, yeah. Like, not, like, forward, like, yeah, wingspan.
Oh, where's your wingspan?
Sometimes, you know, the blondness does get to me. It sinks into my hair. But you also know that it is Friday. Yeah, that is so fucking weird. Isn't that kind of scary? That shit, your shit is on my fucking ribs.
My garage door code? My garage door code's been there for like 6 years or so. Well, at least you won't forget.
Very significant number. I told you. How did you not know when I told you what I got? Like, I guess you put two and two together. Like, you didn't, like, think about your fucking code.
I don't think I...
You've seen it. I've showed you.
Yeah. But I think I was just trying to read it. I wasn't focused on the numbers.
Of course. Yeah, nobody... It's Roman numerals. You're going to know it. How can people are retarded?
Oh, it's Roman numerals. I can't read Roman numerals.
You can't read regular numbers.
I can read... They're in numbers or Roman numerals?
No, both. You can't do either.
So I'm gonna put that stuff back in the
Oh, by the way, my friend also said, like, I don't know, out of the Bluetooth, he's like, you know what, we should just take a vacation this weekend.
Wait, you're breaking up. Say it again.
My friend was telling me, he's like, yeah, we should just take a little thing to take out the kids this weekend. And I was like, okay.
Let me ask you this. Do you want to... They called me again from the morning. So you want me to just negative, right?
Yeah. So I'll get something because I'm going to take the kids.
Yeah, do that.
I'm pissed off at his mom anyways, even though his mom has been calling me every fucking day.
right. Yeah, I don't even think I called them back because they fucking pissed me off. It took a month to get back to me.
Yeah, no. Screw that shit. No,
I'm just going to tell them, fuck it.
I'll figure it out. I'll say it to them.
Okay. Well, you guys will you'll have fun. I never got a chance to go to Hallmark, so forgive me.
Okay.
But I wrote a little poem.
You're so poetic now.
Well,
you know, you buy your girlfriend teddy bears, and get flowers. You're gonna be
she, first of all, she wanted a Louis.
Yeah, but you bought flowers. Trust me, I see everything. You think don't know? I know everything. I know places you go to. I know stuff.
Oh, fuck. I did buy flowers.
Yeah. You're fucked. Remember the last time that shit happened?
What? The flowers?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That was like the one and only time. The one and only time I buy flowers. That's why I don't buy flowers anymore.
Well, you just did.
Well, I was in big trouble. I had to buy flowers.
Oh, that was a makeup. I'm sorry, flowers.
I fucked up.
That's even worse. I said that's even worse.
I know, the only time. Yeah, look at the one time I bought you flowers.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Did I go on?
Oh, God.
I thought it was really exciting. I think I'm a very exciting person.
That was exciting. Who knew the Lexus could drive so fast with a 1,200-pound key on the back? I had a fucking jet ski on the back, and he had two kids in the back.
Yeah. Well, that was funny.
Looking back on it, that was funny.
Yeah.
So. But yeah. Anyway, come by, and you know when you come in, there's the laundry room to your left. In the laundry room. Top left.
Okay.
It'll be double bagged.
Okay. So my car won't reek, right?
Throw it in the trunk.
Of course.
No, you'll be fine. All right, kiddo.
Shit on my face. But regardless, I'll tell you stuff, so whatever, if you do get out early or something, whatever, something changes, let me know.
I will.
Okay?
I will. You got it. I mean, if you think there's a chance you could go to the hospital, I could break out, but for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe if I go swing by and then I'll go by the hospital or something, if I have time.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to say stuff because it's Friday and I don't know how crazy it is if I actually have a lot of leave.
Okay, perfect. You got it. All right. Have a good day.
I need to rent out places.
All right. I want good tenants in there, by the way.
Help a nigga out.
All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Bye-bye.